Howdy, y'all.
Howdy.
It's almost time. Christmas presents, are you ready? If you're apparently 35 and older, that shouldn't matter to you anymore. I got a couple though. I'm really excited about them. There are a couple of Christmas cookies out in the foyer. So some over here, some behind you, some out over here. After we finish tonight, please take some home or eat them in here. Maybe not grind them into the carpet. Maybe grind them into the carpet. Lakiah was so kind to read what I thought was a really helpful and fitting passage for us tonight, Luke 2. Luke 2 is a familiar passage regarding the Christmas story, isn't it? It is the most outlandish story where the God of the universe becomes a little baby boy and he is set forth on this rescue mission to save people that wouldn't like him, that wouldn't listen to him, that wouldn't want anything to do with him, and he still does it anyway. It's scandalous. Scandalous. I don't know if you have a Bible with you this evening. You don't have to open to it. I'll give you a couple seconds to, though. Luke 2:10. Luke 2:10. This is the best news ever. The best news for everyone. The scene is already set for us, right? Shepherds hanging out in Israel at the time, and it's just another night, like any other night. And then this absolutely terrifying creature that's glowing, brilliant, and bright, and they're terrified. They're struck by it. This angel sees their fear, and he tells them something. Really helpful, fitting word for us. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." This is the best news ever. The best news that anyone on the planet could ever hear. Fear not, imagine the scene for a moment. Maybe in your own day, maybe you're working a late shift, and then all of a sudden you see this big, brilliant, blinding light before you, telling you good news of great joy is about to unfold right before your eyes. What would your immediate response be? I'm gonna go take my temperature real quick. I'm gonna go lock myself in the bathroom for a little bit. I'm gonna pinch myself. I'm gonna see am I dreaming right now? It's not a normal event. It's not a normal thing that happens for people, right? We don't typically see angels. We don't typically hear angelic heavenly voices. Don't admit to me after this, by the way, that you see them, okay? Don't tell me that you hear voices. That's a different conversation, okay? These shepherds, they were no names. They were really outcasts. They were used to the stillness of the fields, but this brilliant, bright, heavenly light, it pierces through the night. And they're startled, they're scared, and rightly so. And the angel, the first thing that he tells them is, don't be afraid. Do not fear. And then he goes on to tell them, there's good news of great joy. I'm bringing you good news of great joy. Just like today, I'm sure they've heard good news a time or two before. I'm sure you've heard good news already today. Maybe you've got a car in the shop today and you found out that it's going to cost just a little bit less to get it repaired. That's pretty good news. Maybe you heard about a friend that's sick and they're going to make it through. That's pretty good news. The angel isn't just giving any kind of news, though, or just good news or good enough news. The angel is telling these guys here, these no names, these shepherds, This is the best news of all. The best news that anyone on the planet could possibly hear has finally come. The rescuer has come. The one that came to rescue us from sin and shame, guilt, and ultimately death and separation from God. He's finally come. The promised one has come. They probably didn't expect to hear something like that. Just a bunch of ordinary people doing an ordinary job. Who were they to hear something so crazy, so special, so outlandish, so otherworldly? But they got to hear it. And this news, it wasn't just for them, it was for normal everyday people in this room and outside of this room as well. You've heard good news before, and maybe you needed to hear a word like the shepherds heard, do not fear. Or maybe it would sound something like, do not worry. Don't be anxious. Don't be worried about your family. Don't fear for your future. Why? Because the best news of all has finally come. It came 2,000 years ago when he promises to make all things new when he returns again. Jesus has come, and the angel's message is for you. It's not just don't fear, but that Jesus comes to bring peace and hope and reconciliation. That was his mission. You don't have to live in fear because God has drawn near to us to rescue us. It's news, it's good news. It is good news of great joy or happiness. He's not interested in just playing these word games. This is the best news of all, and it's the source of ultimate, true, lasting happiness. The angel spoke. It wasn't tied to just circumstances or fleeting situations. It was a joy cemented in the presence of God. Ultimately, God had come, and with him comes joy. Think about the shepherds for a moment. They were probably weary from a really long day at work. We want to be careful here, right? We don't want to read into their situation, but they were normally like normal everyday people like you and me. They had their own problems. They had their own issues, not just the situations of the day, but the week, the month, and the year. No idea how many of their sheep were sick just a couple of days before. No idea how many of their family members had been lost the months before. They were oftentimes overlooked and undervalued, but that night, the angel speaking to them told them news that changed everything forever, that the Savior had finally come. It's not just the best news ever. It is the greatest joy possible. This is the greatest happiness possible that's not built upon how my life is going today. How my 401k responds today, how my relationships are going today, how many Christmas presents are underneath the tree for me right now at this very moment. It's built on something better, something longer lasting, and it's built upon Jesus. It's this kind of joy, this kind of happiness, it carries us, it carried them at least up to the manger. And it could carry us to, maybe you could think of like a marathon runner who lives for the joy of running past the finish line. Did you know that some of them, when they run for a really long period of time, like their toes and their toenails start to hurt? This is gross stuff. Moms, cover your ears. To try to mitigate some of that damage, you know what they do? They peel off their toenail. Toenails. That's yuck, right? Why would they do that? They would endure pain for the joy that's set before them. I know I'm going to finish, right? Maybe it's something like that. Or maybe it's more like a mom that would work two jobs to care for her kiddos. To not just make sure that they have what they need, but for their joy. Their joy brings satisfaction to her life. As close as we can try to get to this kind of joy, there's nothing in all of creation. All of it pales in comparison to what Jesus does. He who has everything became nothing for the sake of you and me. He who lives forever would give his life so that you and I can live forever with him. That's what carries us through. That's what gets us through day in and day out. And so this Christmas, we talk about joy and love and peace and all of that jazz, right? It's not the lights, they're great. Scenery's great. I love poinsettias, they're great. December 26th, it's just gonna feel really weird. Why do I have Christmas lights up still? Because the holiday's over. Some of you might have Halloween lights up still. That's also weird. It's not just about the lights. It is about a baby boy who came for you and me. Do you know that? Do you believe that? This is an invitation from the incarnate God who was and is at the very beginning, who existed way beyond the beginning and stepped into time, into our story, and invites us to follow him and find our life and joy in him. He makes this joy available. Whether you're walking through the best season of your life or the very worst, he says that this is joy for you too. There's joy for you too. The angel's message reminds us that Jesus came to bring light to our darkness, and that this message wasn't just for the best of us. It's for those of us that feel forgotten and lost and feel downcast. He hasn't forgotten you. And then he finishes. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Who would it be for? You could say it with me. All the people. Is that really true? This is one of the most scandalous verses, I think, in the Bible, like especially very early on in the Gospel of Luke. Micaiah so carefully spoke it earlier, just a few moments ago. We talked about Joseph and Mary, they're about to head to the inn, and then the innkeeper, you know, like, "Hey, guy, I don't have any room for you all." But he's bound by his culture to be hospitable as much as he can. And so he offers them a place where, not where humans sleep, but where animals sleep, where their waste is, where their food is, where they make their bed. This is one of the most scandalous things. It's a mind blow to me that when Jesus came, there was no room for him. And yet, Luke is saying, when we come to Jesus, there's always room for us. There's room for you. Christmas, we're reminded that Jesus came to bring people together. It's true to forgive sin. It's true to restore us to a right relationship with God. Jesus' mission is way bigger than that. It's to call other people to himself as well. In his birth, he calls people from all over the place to acknowledge him. In his death, he pays for their sin. In his resurrection, it cements their relationship between God and between one another. Unbreakable forever. When they trust in him, when they follow him. Jesus' kingdom is wildly diverse. It's way more diverse than our neighborhoods. It's more diverse than our grocery stores, our schools. Jesus' kingdom is for all the peoples. It's a message that goes out for all the peoples. No one's excluded. The word here for peoples, it's talking about ethnicity. It doesn't just mean, when we look at the grand scope of Scripture, Jesus is interested in rich and poor. The powerful and powerless. Those that have plenty and those that are left wanting. And all are invited to receive hope and salvation that comes from him. This is scandalous. So we're left with two things from this, I think, maybe. One is you're going to go out from here and you're going to open presents, and you should. You should enjoy that. It's going to be great. Tell me how they go. Any gift cards that you don't want? I'll be here. I'm your guy. But when you're gathering with family, when you're gathering with friends, may we not be so quick to move away from the real reason why we celebrate this holiday at all. It's because the rescuer, the great Savior, has come for you and me. And may we constantly put him before our friends and our family, our neighbors. But maybe there's another thing here too, where we know that he came for those as well, our friends, our family, our neighbors. Some of us in here may just feel very unworthy and unlovable, very lost and broken. And this holiday just doesn't feel like love. It's just, it's a bunch of longing. There's no hope here. It's just heartache after heartache. No peace. It's just pain. Jesus coming to shepherds and not kings should tell us something. That Jesus came for you too. No matter where you're at, no matter who you are, Jesus would call you to trust him as well. This Christmas, don't just celebrate the birth of Jesus. Receive the gift that he offers by faith. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the good news of Jesus. We thank you that we don't have to live in fear because you sent your son to save us. We pray that you would fill us with your joy and help us share this good news with everyone we meet. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.